This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. County clerks say the investigation underway in Mesa County over 12 stolen ballots shows that the state's election safeguards are working. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State officials uncovered the thefts through the signature verification process. They say, unfortunately, three fraudulent ballots were counted. Justin Grantham is the Republican clerk in Fremont County and the past chair of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
Three of 12 ballots made it through. They caught nine. The system works. We just need to stay vigilant.
Clerks say voter fraud cases of stolen ballots are extremely rare. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
McDonald's has stopped sourcing onions from a Colorado Springs facility. That follows the E. coli outbreak connected to the Quarter Pounder hamburger. McDonald's says that Taylor Farms is the likely source of contamination. The FDA says it's still investigating. More than 70 people around the country have gotten sick from the outbreak, and one Coloradan has died. The Denver Nuggets want a win today after losing their first game of the season. Chris Dempsey with Altitude Sports says, along with Nikola Jokic, another player who could make a big difference this year is veteran Russell Westbrook.
There's going to be an element of his presence that will elevate them in some times where maybe fatigue might cost them a game. He's going to push them to push through that fatigue and get to the other side.
Denver hosts the LA Clippers this afternoon. It's mostly sunny across Colorado, mid-70s in Denver. Colorado Springs hitting 70 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.